listening to the Cook and Bartender Podcast with hosts Adam and Tiny, talking everything you want to know about the hospitality industry. And now on with our show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Cook and Bartender Podcast. Glad to be back with my friend, Chef Tiny. How you doing,
hey,
bud?
Hello, Mr. Adam. I'm good to be back, too. It's a beautiful day today.
Good to be back in the world headquarters and not at work.
Right?
Yeah.
Even though I'm at work, but that's the world headquarters.
But we're sitting down with a drink in our hand.
Yo.
Speaking of that, let's cheers.
Cheers. What do you have today? It looks kind of festful.
I'm drinking my new favorite vodka. It's called Dripping Springs Vodka.
That is good vodka. I've had that before.
Yeah, it's out of Texas. Someone turned me on to it like a year ago. I was drinking it for a while. I forgot about it. And then my birthday's coming up this week, so somebody bought me a bottle. Knowing it's my favorite, and I forgot how damn
birthday?
Smooth. Yeah, birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday
it's my birthday week. It's my birthday week. I got to work every day. It's my birthday week.
Well, my birthday week, I took a day off. 2 days off.
Today's my day off, actually. My birthday's in a couple days, but
today, my birthday, I took off, had a big-ass party.
Today's my celebration, so I'm drinking Dripping Springs Vodka. What do you got in your cup there?
I had an Angry Jim.
Angry Jim again. Jim Beam and the bold Canada Dry.
Yeah.
That's
gotta love it.
You can't go wrong with it.
Feeling kind of saucy.
He's getting crazy today, boys.
Watch out.
And girls. So anyways, thanks for
cheers.
Cheers again.
Cheers. I don't know if cheers is to the end.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're back. Ready to rock. Busy-ass week this week. I don't know about you, but I got smoked.
I felt like a ham in a smoker for 15 hours. My waitress goes like, it was hot. Of course, it was humid. And she's like, oh my God, it's so hot. And I said, yeah, I got slip and slides where you don't want to know. She's like,
gross.
She's like, yep, gotta go. I'm like, bye.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Slip and slides.
Slip and slides or you don't even want to know.
Yep, that's the bad news cruise. Yep. Hot, humid, and busy as hell.
Yep. We actually had to take intermission. I'm like, all right. She was getting her ass smoked. And I'm like, whatever. So I stopped cooking. I looked out and I'm like, there's tables, people waiting at the door. So I ran around, took intermission. Got the tables kind of cleaned up. She came around and cleaned them up even more. There's people at the bar and I poured them coffee and said, oh, thanks a lot. That's cool that you saw that we had need coffee. I'm like, yeah. And by the way, you're kind of on a holding pattern right now, so you might want to have a few more cups. She's like, oh, all right. That's cool. Thanks.
Right on. That's cool that she understood.
She must have been a cook or a bartender or something, or waitress. Who knows? But she was really cool about it.
Sometimes just saying those words to them like, hey, you know, like, I'm going to get to you real quick, but like, we're totally swamped, you know.
Well, they could see we were swamped, and they knew that I wasn't cooking because I was cleaning tables and doing dishes, and they're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, you know, like, we have mostly a two-person operation, but if one person's stuck on the grill behind the bar, and then I got the deck and then the full patio, it's a lot to run around to get to. And then you run out of glasses, like you said, you run out of things, but sometimes you just got to go to the table and be like, hey, I'm a one-man band right now. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for being patient. Stay awesome. Give them a high five, and like, usually 9 out of 10 times they love it. They're like, oh man, no, we see you're hustling, like that's super cool, like take your time, you know.
Yeah, they're usually pretty cool about it. And then,
as long as you acknowledge them,
yeah, you even acknowledge,
you know, like, hey, I'll be with you, I know you're there, I apologize, thanks for your patience. Give them a smile, give them a handshake, just give them a pat on the back because you're walking by, then they're fine. If you completely ignore them, then
as long as they have something in their hand to drink or whatever, they're usually fine and happy.
Yep.
Like, at least we got something to drink, we're good, you know.
Yeah, let me get you another drink and I'll get your food order in 5 minutes, but I got to run outside and take care of these 8 tables real quick.
It's not like a coffee machine dies and there's nothing to drink and then people get grumpy.
Has that ever happened?
Maybe.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. HR should have been here for that day.
Probably led to a bad review.
It really did really do a bad review.
Reviews are funny.
You know what? Let's talk about that. Let's scratch what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about reviews because it's fresh in my head.
Let's go in review time.
All right. So my coffee machine dies and a breakfast restaurant coffee is like number one key. You go through tons of coffee. So my coffee machine died one day. I thought it was one part, so I ordered the part. I put the part in. I got to work early. I ran one time. I'm like, sweet, it's ready to go. I did it one more time. The waitress got here. She let the door in. People pulled in, got in. No more coffee. The hell?
Wah, wah, wah.
Oops, no. Wrong one. Yeah. So I'm like, damn. So I'm like, no coffee today. So I'm ripping the coffee machine apart. And then she goes to get the food order for this three top. I go back there. I cook the food. I come back. I'm working on the coffee machine. I'm ripping it back apart. It's a simple machine. It's easy.
DIY.
Yeah. And it was a Saturday. Who am I going to call on a Saturday? You know? Nobody. So I'm like, all right. And he comes over to me. He's like, hey, just for your knowledge, the bathroom is dirty. I'm like, it's on the list to get done. I am trying to get my coffee machine going. Yes, I'll get to it. It's on the list to do today. And he walked out. And I'm like, going, Maybe I should have said something different. I don't know. But on my head, number one thing was coffee.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, nope.
And you're kind of a one-man band here, so you can't do...
I can't do everything.
You couldn't have sent someone to clean
my waitress is busy working, doing the tables and other stuff. And so I did get the bathrooms clean like 20 minutes after he left because I couldn't get the coffee machine to work. So I went and did the bathrooms. It wasn't a huge busy day, but it was busy. And I think the reason he thought it was dirty because somebody did the number two and they must have had the Fiesta Bowl. So it was like, boom! And I'm like, ah, they had the Fiesta Bowl somewhere.
Fiesta Deuce.
Yep. So I cleaned that up and did a little thing. It looked nice and whatever. So like 3 days later, I look on, I get an app that tells me reviews for my restaurant. So I look at the one app and I'm going, oh, I know who you are. And he just like, the guy totally like ripped me a new asshole. And he actually mentioned my name, Tiny Sud. And I'm like, I did say it.
He ripped you a Fiesta bowl. Yeah. Asshole.
And I'm like, well, the bathroom wasn't that dirty. Yes, I understand it was kind of dirty. He's like, dirty bathrooms, you know, what's the kitchen like, dirty too? And I'm like, going, I'm sorry, you know. And I've gone through this so many times in my years in my life, you know, and I hate reviews. I like them and hate them. Sorry. It's a love-hate relationship with me. But I used to know this one guy. God rest his soul. He passed away with lung cancer. Miss him a lot. Here's the mugs. So I talked to him all the time because that's his job. His business was to look at, you know, the reviews and, you know, say, hey, this, hey, that. So I'd sit at the bar with him a lot of times and talk to him and say, hey, I got this review of I'm working at the restaurant, blah, 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 what should I do? He's like, I wouldn't do anything with that review. Because usually if you say something, they'll like make it worse. And he says, especially when cooking, there's nothing you really can do. If they put the review out there, unless you tell them to come back and get some free food, they probably won't. So we had tons of conversations about it. So after a while, I'm like, you know what? Makes total sense to me. I'm just going to let it ride. I'm not going to say a word.
You got to know when to let it ride and die.
Yeah, I got to let it ride and die. Because usually that one review that I had, that one review that's bad out of, you know, 10 or 15, whatever's on here, it's not very many. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to let it ride and die. Because I'm not going to say, well, I was working on my coffee and I was going to be like a little bitch and say, I was working on my coffee and I couldn't get time to.
Right. You never want to counter.
I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to make an excuse.
Most negative reviews, you want to let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do respond to a negative review, and this is like a super interesting topic to me because I oftentimes, like when I'm booking vacations or looking at resorts or like finding restaurants in a new town, I oftentimes not necessarily look at the negative review, but I look at how the owner of the business replies.
Yep.
And like saying nothing and just letting it ride. There's always going to be negative reviews.
Yes. You can't please everybody. I've tried to please 95% of my people. That's my goal.
There's always a 5% that are going to whine about it. No matter how perfect it is, they're going to find something. You know, that's just the nature of humanity. But most negative reviews, let them slide. If you do reply to a negative review, you have to be like positive and constructive, and offer a solution almost, or be apologetic. You know, I look at for example, we were talking earlier, and I was booking a vacation out west, and I was looking at these different resorts, coastline resorts, and one of them was the perfect what I was looking for. I went to the reviews, and they had a handful of negative ones, which, you know, I don't take it all too seriously.
Yeah, because everybody's going to have a negative review. It's not going to, you can't be 100% perfect.
But what I looked at is the owner's reply to them. And every single negative review, they were like super defensive and counter, you know, like aggressive almost.
Okay.
You know, like someone left a negative review and the owner would insult them.
See, I don't like that.
And that to me turned it off. And it was like the perfect setting. And I was about to book $2,000 5-night stay. And it was going to be awesome. It was coastline, Oregon type shit. And
that sounds fun.
It was, it was going to be about like week of like tranquility after a crazy season. And I ended up not booking it because not of the negative reviews, but of the owner's reply. You know, you got to let them roll off your shoulders sometimes. And if you do, you got to, you know, you got to respond promptly, be positive, offer a solution. Or an apology.
That's the hardest thing, especially in cooking. What are you going to offer?
Right.
I mean, wasn't a bad review, but it was an angry customer. He's like, your waitress spilled wine on my wife's pants. I'm like, I'm sorry. We'll get a dry clean for you. Give us a bill. Go get a dry clean. Bring this bill. We'll pay for it. Or we'll buy you a brand new pair of pants. That's not a thing. She spilled the thing. I'm going, you should do more than that. And I'm going, I offered to pay to buy new pants for you. I offered to do them dry clean for you.
I can't get in a time machine and unspill the drink.
I can't unspill it. And I said, I'm so sorry. And I said, the worst thing is like the waitress was kind of like right behind me. And it was like her third day on the job and she's crying. The guy already ridiculed her so much she's crying. So I said, hey, dude, you stay right here. I walked back. I got him his gift card with 15% more than he paid. I said, here you go. Here's a gift card. See this plus your tip. And I know he didn't leave one, but here. See you later. Bye. And he's like, but this is, I said, end of discussion. You got your money back. There's nothing I can do. If you don't want free pants, free dry cleaning, you get your money back. What else do you want? It's end of discussion.
It's a new promo.
Well, you ruined our vacation. I said, your wife comes only with one pair of pants? Oh, yeah. I'm like going, how dumb are you? I mean, I didn't really say that out loud, but that's right. What in my head. I'm going, you probably looked in my eyes like, oh, my God.
Who brings one pair of pants?
There's the door, sir. Could you please find your way out? I mean, it wasn't a review, but it's kind of like a review.
Should be your new promo. If you get a bad meal, you get a free pair of pants.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever, dude. I was so mad.
That's funny.
But yeah, reviews. And I do a lot of research on reviews, and I like reviews. Even on reviews my place. And there's going to be good. There's going to be bad. You're not going to have 100% positive reviews. There's people out there that are going to be... And if you ever look at those person reviews that are negative, look at their other reviews from other places. A lot of them are negative.
There are a lot of negative Nancy's out there that just... But then they're never happy. But
they go to my restaurant and they hate it, but they go to McDonald's and, oh my God, it's 100% wonderful.
Right.
Best, go to McDonald's.
Best soda ever.
Yeah.
Negative reviews can be a positive thing, though, depending on the person. Like, you got those, you know, Johnny Negative who's going to just complain because the fork wasn't silvery enough.
Yeah.
And the napkin wasn't white enough, even though it's fresh out of the thing.
I ordered a hamburger and a to-go, but they only gave me ketchup and mustard. They didn't put no mayo in there.
Right.
It doesn't say mayo on the menu. They
didn't give me barbecue sauce or mayo or French dressing. You're like, what?
And they only gave me a spork, not a fork. Come on!
Never going back again, one star.
Right?
But there are certain people that leave negative reviews that, as an owner, you could use that as a constructive thing. It can provide a lot of information about your services and your products, especially if it's not just one person, but a couple people mention the same thing. Then you say, okay, I got to tweak this. The service isn't fast enough or whatever.
What can we do?
This certain product. Whether you're selling something or making food or making drinks, it doesn't matter. The bartender didn't greet me all the way to this hand soap I bought didn't clean my acne up or whatever.
Right.
But you can learn a lot about how your business runs. Those are constructive negative reviews.
I do watch my reviews. I do look at them, see what's going on, what it is. Especially in my other restaurants I worked in, the fast-paced restaurants. I was at the reviews because I'm going, okay, I'm not here 24-7. The restaurant's open 24-7. So what's going on? The customers review it and they're going, okay, this one, okay, well, why is this popping up now five times or two times?
At this hour of the day or whatever.
At this hour of the day, what's going on? Okay, then I'll switch and I'll try to figure shit out and get it going because the customers will tell you the truth usually.
Yeah.
Some customers are more of a donkey, but...
Right. But some are the horse.
Some are really true. I honest God, I love reviews, but I also hate them too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the guy that totally ripped my ass on the list of things to do, well, it was. I did get it done.
Yeah.
It just...
You were happened to be in the middle of doing one thing.
A crisis of a coffee maker.
Yeah, right. You had a breakfast.
And then at 8:30 in the morning...
Everyone
to
needs
me,
coffee.
Coffee is more
especially
important.
In vacation territory because they're all
not
hungover.
The Fiesta Bowl. I wish I had a button to do that.
An explosion button.
Nope, that's not it.
That's not the sound of the Fiesta Bowl toilet episode.
No, Fiesta Bowl is this.
That's too funny. But yeah, reviews. It's in this day and age. It's you have to embrace them because everybody bases a lot of their decisions on online reviews versus 20 years ago.
You go and look at the parking lot. Wow, they're full. That must be great.
Right.
Or you go to the gas station and ask the gas station, hey, where's a good place? Oh, go down here three blocks, turn at the red house, and on your left-hand side, there might not be anybody there, but it's the best food in town.
Yeah. Right, and I still do that when I could travel sometimes. You're like, I could look at, you know, I go to a city I've never been to or a town I've never been to. I have my list of like, these are the hot spots that I found online. But the first thing I do is talk to a couple locals. But a lot of people don't, especially up here. You know, we're in a vacation community. When people are going on vacation, they don't know the territory. They're not going to stop and talk to you to ask where the best bar is. And everything they do is based on their Google search.
The Google search.
Their whole week is planned around that. And most of that is on reviews. So it's a love-hate thing, but you have to accept it.
You got to accept it. You got to watch reviews to get the reviews back to. I like to keep my reviews at like a 4.5. I don't want a perfect review.
Because then it seems fake.
That
seems like the owner's doing.
Maybe a 4. I'm happy with that, too.
There are places that like have their friends put 5-star reviews out there, you know? And that's why when you see a 5, you got to worry about it.
I'm like, eh.
Nothing in life is a 5.
No, nothing's ever perfect.
0% of things in life are 5-star. But a 4 to 4.5, that's what I look for. I do read reviews, not as much as most people do. But they're a most valuable tool in planning a trip nowadays. You know, most people base a TripAdvisor, whatever it might be, Google reviews, all that stuff. It's the first thing they do, you know. Even right now, I'm halfway through the season. I'm already thinking about my 5 weeks off, and I'm starting to, like, look at different cities because I just want to find, like, a new city that
you want to just go and crash.
And I'm already looking at reviews. Like, I was just checking out. I've never been to San Francisco, so I'm like, all right.
Oh, San Francisco's so much fun.
Is it really?
It is so much fun.
Oh, cool.
Don't drive there. Don't drive in town.
No, I don't. I'm flying Uber. I've been there once for work years ago, but I just literally worked for 3 days and got out of Dodge.
It was so much fun. I love it. I'd go back there.
We'll talk offline on this one. All right. Which actually is a good point, too. Something I thought about, negative reviews, when replying to a negative review as a business owner, I think, like, a really good strategy is to, like, address it. If you are going to comment back, address it promptly.
Yeah.
But then reach out and say, let's talk offline to said angry customer. And then it's not all on the message board that the world can see.
Yeah.
But like, here, I'm sorry for your problem. Here's a solution or apology you can have. Be professional quick.
Give me a call. Let's talk
and then,
about this.
Yeah. Call me personally or, you know, whatever. Then direct message them separately. And then that way you're giving them personal attention.
Yep.
But you're not airing it to the public. You know, if they get on the phone and they're like, blah, 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 fuck. It's on your phone, but you are showing to the world that you're addressing the issue. It'll never happen again, or this is why, or what can I do for you? I'm so sorry.
I wish I knew who gave me a Fiesta Bowl. I'd kick him out. No more Fiesta Bowl for you.
Oh, man. Wintertime is Fiesta Bowl every day for
me. That's true.
I clean the bathrooms at night. Woo, dog.
That's a Bush Light Bowl.
Oh, man. cheese curd and Bush Lights all day.
Ew.
Oh, man. Explosion.
Ew.
The ring of fire.
Johnny Cash. Even Food and Channel, because they have, you know, Guy Ferrari, that's kind of like a review. And I've gone to a lot of places, not a lot, but a good amount, places he's been to, and I'm going, he said this is great. This is about average. Some of it wasn't even average. I'm like, this is actually quite sucks. And then there's a big picture of him and his signature on the wall or something. I'm going,
yep, I've been to a couple places.
And it also depends upon who cooked that day. And usually they have to close the restaurant down. They cook especially for them. It's not in the heat of the battle. It's not an average day. So it might be the best.
It might be the best 98% of the time.
Yep.
But in the cooking, in the restaurant business, there's going to be 2% of the not the best just because of circumstance.
And it depends if, say, Jim worked today and Joe works tomorrow and Johnny works the next day. They're all really good cooks. But one might not be as good as the other. So you go there and Jimmy's working, you're like, oh, this sucks.
Or it could be also Jimmy, Joe, and Johnny might be all good cooks. They have a little bit of one may not be the better, the level 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
But even Johnny, who might be number one, I mean, depending on the fucking volume and the tickets that are on the front of his face,
a bad day.
You know, exhaustion kicks in, heat kicks in, things kick in. We're all human. And in the kitchen, as you know, it can be pretty grueling when you're 6 hours and it's nonstop, go, go, go. There's room for error.
Yep.
He might put out 100 tickets. 99 of them were perfect. One of them, the dude just needed to piss and have some water and he's dehydrated and was dizzy. And he might have fucking overcooked something.
Yep.
That's the one ticket that's going to fucking come to the manager or go online and say, my burger was overcooked or my steak was this or my hash browns were that. I find that a lot even, like, you see our little setup, you know. If I'm on that grill for 2-3 hours straight, I'm sweating.
You're sweating. You have slip and slides that you don't even want to tell people about.
Like, I'm 90.
That's my new thing. slip and slides.
I love it. We'll sell slip and slide mugs for $5.99.
Yeah.
You can't go full bite on those. It was an example 2 weeks ago. 3 weekends ago, I'm on the grill for 4 hours. I'm pumping out 150 sandwiches on this tiny little grill.
And people, you got to tell us, 100 and some sandwiches on a tiny little grill. It's true. It cooks 6 burgers at a time.
Right. It's a 2-foot by 3-foot grill.
Because you got your burgers, your buns, your bacon, your
bacon,
this,
onions,
that,
and mushrooms and all that on one side. And then we brown the buns on the grill too. Yep. Like, it's the small operation, and it's a fun show.
It's amazing to watch.
The long short is, somebody that was working with me, I pumped out 100 fucking burgers in a 3-to-4-hour period, 95 degrees. I'm sweating my fucking slip and slides off.
Yep.
Somebody that was working with me came and said, deck table 4 said their burger was overcooked. And I took a very, very deep breath. My blood pressure went up to 14 million, beyond the human level of being alive. Because of those 100 sandwiches I pumped out, 99 of them I got compliments on. But that, and it was a coworker of all things.
Really?
The guy told them, that rather than the coworker
come tell you,
to say, like, hey, everyone's loving your food. Like, I got called out on that one burger, and it killed me. And I was
they should know better.
And they should know better.
Because, I mean, you didn't honestly purposely say, I'm going to overcook this burger for you.
They've been in the business longer than me.
Yeah. They should know better.
They should know better. And instead of saying, wow, you crushed it, I was crushed by
that one
Joey Deck Four, that grumpy old dude with the stupid fishing hat on, that he's been wearing since 1983 with the fucking hook stuck in it, said your burger was overcooked. Well, what about the 99 that were perfect? You know what I mean? And that's kind of, it goes along the lines of reviews.
It does.
It could suck the life out of you when you read a bad review about your resort.
Oh, hey, when I read that, my review this last week, it sucked. I was pissy for a couple of days over that one little thing, which I knew I didn't overcook, because they even went to say my pancakes were tasteless. And it was granola pancakes. And I don't cheap on my granola, and I've never had a bad review on them. Okay, and that might have undercooked a little bit here and there, but they're not tasteless. They have tons of
them. Yeah.
So I got a little grumpy.
They do hurt. But then you see a positive review, or you see more positive reviews than negative, and that's like, you know, when you get a five-star, and it's like, man, like, your staff's awesome, your crew's fucking fun, you're the best resort on the lake, your
best breakfast around,
you know, whatever your forte is and your niche is. That'll boost you up when you get two or three of those. You're like, then you feel like Superman.
I do.
I went into the fucking phone booth and come out with a cape, like, dun-da-da-da.
I really wanted to put, and this is so horrible. I'm like, I really want to go in the interview and put there, thanks for coming. Hope you never show up. Please go to Rob's Nest from now on. And I really wanted to say that, but I'm like going, no, just let it die.
That was a good let it die.
Let it die.
Ride and die.
Get over it. Yeah.
Brush it off your shoulders and wait for the next positive review.
I did. And that's what I did. Just left it alone.
Positive reviews for all those out there listening that go to places. There are more people that leave positive reviews, I believe, in life. Well, we think there's more people that leave negative reviews, but I also believe that
there's a lot of ones that leave good reviews.
I'm not a review person, but I'm blown away by a place. Like when I'm traveling on my off time, it takes a lot for me to leave a review, but I will when it's like,
if they blow me out of the water, I'll leave a review, but usually I don't review.
I'm usually just neutral. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I will let the people know in person while I'm there.
When I'm there, I'll tell them this great, blah, blah, but I'm not going
to. Here, this extra tips for you to give this to the cook. Like, where's the manager? I'm going to tell him he's awesome. The owner, whatever it is. I'm not an online reviewer. But for those of you who do like a place, one valuable thing in the world is, for a business, especially a small business, positive reviews boost your online presence.
Yeah.
Google and all these search engines, the more positive reviews you have, the more likely you're to come up in a search. If someone was to search restaurants in this area and you have a million. That was a good one. Beer burps.
Yes. I.
It really does. That's how the internet works. Positive reviews, even with this podcast, the more likes and followers we get, the more our presence is known. If you were to search a cook and a bartender podcast, so same works in the restaurant industry, you know. So good reviews are good. If you really like a place, and especially if it's a small local community place that you want to support, given that 5-star rating or that 4-star rating or that thumbs up or that awesome review, even if it's simple with 5 stars, like food is great, give it 5 stars.
Yep.
Or I'll be back.
5 stars.
Schwarzenegger style.
Or even four stars. I don't always want 5 stars. Right. I don't want to be that 5-star person.
But the 4 or 5s for all of you who live in your own communities and your friend owns a business or that's your favorite little pizza spot or whatever, give them that review, because it really does, when people come to that area, that's what puts them ahead of it.
Yep.
Negative reviews knock you down online. So the more negative reviews you have, or less stars or bad comments, when you Google search that town, you're on the bottom of the list.
I've always seen reviews that said, great place, we'll come back. It was a 2-star review.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, great place, we come back. Why are you giving me 2 stars?
Yeah, I see that. I see that a lot.
Sometimes I wonder if those are like the bots, you know, because they have the bot things. I don't understand them.
Or someone was just super drunk and they thought they hit the 4-star, but it was just a 2-star.
Yep.
Best food ever. Chef Timmy's the greatest.
Right?
I had the best lamb chops ever. 1-star. You're like,
what the hell is up with that?
Right. Coming back every week.
Yeah, I'm not a person that's going to go on, as an owner of a restaurant or anything, I don't go back and write reviews behind them. I just let it die. That's my thing. It's just let them die.
And I think that's the best way. You know, the best way to handle it, either if you're really good at responding to review.
And I'm not.
You know, if you've practiced it.
Has anybody ever seen my spelling on the descriptions? That's me. No, I'm not going to respond.
He speaks R2-D2 when he types.
That's right. Yep.
Positive reviews they help boost your rankings online. Positive reviews, actually any review, it's really funny. It's free marketing. You know, like a good review, because so many people now follow reviews, it's them marketing your business for you without you doing it.
I don't have to do nothing.
Yeah. If you have
word of mouth is the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Word of computer.
No, word of computer.
Word of type, I should say.
Yep. 100112. Nope. 110. Sorry, I don't speak binary.
Yeah. I don't either. But word of type is really what it is. But those customers are actually marketing for you without you putting any money or energy or all that into it. The reviews are super important in that way. Your business grows because people look at reviews. They see these comments. They see that. That's other people marketing for you. And it's 2021, Internet City. That's almost better marketing than you could do with a website, brochures, all the old school stuff, business cards, and word of mouth even.
And I know in the big cities, the word of mouth, the word of type is much bigger in the Twin Cities, in the bigger cities, than out here in, you know, fishing land. But we still have them. People still from Twin Cities are like, oh, he only has five reviews, but he's open for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than one place. I have, I don't know how many Google reviews. My best thing is Google reviews. Not.
I mean, how long have you been here?
3 years.
Yeah. So I get, you know, where I work.
Yep.
We serve a limited breakfast because we just have that tiny grill, so we just do, like, breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
So everyone's always looking for where's the breakfast spot to go. So, obviously, I'm going to send them up here if they're willing to do the 10-mile drive.
Yep.
But some people drinking, so they don't want to drive that far.
Yeah. Well, for you, I guess the closest would be R&R or
and Robin's Nest, which are really close by.
Yep.
But I still see people, rather than just asking me, there's only three places you can really get a close breakfast here.
Right.
You, R&R, Robin's Nest.
Right. I'm the farthest one away.
But they're still on their phone looking at reviews right in front of me. And then I'll see them on their phone. I'll see that they're looking up. And I hear them talking. You know, it'll be a couple that'll be there, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, well, this place. And I'm like, where do you want to go for breakfast?
Here's
your three spots.
Yep.
You going by boat, R&R. That's the only place you can go on boat that's going to get a good breakfast. And Robin's Nest, if you're getting tanked and driving or whatever. Or you need you need cigarettes at Hillman's, you can go get Robin's Nest.
Right.
But you're going to wait a while. And Tiny's is 10 miles away. Go there.
And sometimes you gotta wait here too.
Place up the lake, you know. But still, there's only three spots, but they're still on their phone.
Yep. Unless you want to drive to Ashland, go to Perkins and Family Diner.
Hey, we all know Perkins.
Yep.
No offense, Perkins.
I haven't had breakfast there since 68.
Last time I was there, I was like 21 and puking on the floor in Chicago.
I think the last time I was in Perkins, not to go around the corner again, and I was like 18 years old. And we got kicked out because the chairs had rolls on, so we were doing races around the table with the chairs. We got kicked out.
I feel like Perkins and Denny's is just where, like, shit-faced people go.
Yep.
Because I don't know, who goes there on purpose? I feel like I'm bad-mouthing two restaurants now, but...
I don't know.
Have you ever woken up and, like,
I've gone to Perkins for their muffins, but you just grab a couple muffins and leave. I don't eat the food.
Has anyone ever been like, man, I'm really craving some Denny's or Perkins right now?
Not me.
That was sober. Mm-hmm. No.
I don't think so.
It's like the 4 a.m. drunk spot when you're 16 right? to 25.
That is totally true.
Because that's the only thing open. You're like, fuck, I'm going to throw it. Yeah, Susie's puking in the back. Johnny's hanging out the window puking. We're hungry. Where are we going? Well, it's either White Castle, Perkins, or Denny's. Because that's the only thing open at 4 a.m.
Sometimes.
That's true. Sometimes.
Taco Bell is the best when you're drunk.
I don't know. I'm going to go with White Castle on that one, bud.
White Castle's good, too.
White Castle. Shout out to White Castle. Yes. It, hands down, might be my favorite food ever.
They have the best pepper jack cheese. The jalapeno.
Their pepper jack jalapeno
spicy.
Sliders.
Yep. Yes. They're spicy. They're good.
White Castle, if you ever want a promo, call me. I will seriously
And they taste really good with Jim Beam.
Biggest promoter. Really good with Jim Beam. After Jim Beam, too. Yeah. But no, White Castle, seriously, I will be on a commercial for you. I, like, live and die for you. I've driven 2.5 hours just to get 6 of your sliders, and that's one way. And then went back.
I've done the same.
Yeah. So White Castle, hit us up. We'll give us some free sliders, and we'll talk about you all day. We'll have a whole episode on White Castle. Drunken White Castles and sober White Castles. Breakfast White Castles. Cold White Castles.
Oh, man.
I love them.
Love cold White Castles.
Man, I got to almost get off this podcast now because I'm starting to, like, sweat thinking about it.
That's kind of funny that we've done a circle.
That's all right, though. A long short, yeah. Give good reviews, folks. They help our online presence. They give us revenue. They support small business more than big business. We really need it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we reviewed this one really well today.
I think so. I did read a stat today. We can edit this out if you want, but just throwing it in there while we're on record.
All right, let's do it.
If a business if 3% of their reviews are negative, it will drive away 50% of their business.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
3% negative reviews will drive away 50% of business. It was a stat. It was an article I was reading. So, I mean, like, I don't know who came up with the stat, but it was
That's still interesting, it was
on a restaurant magazine or restaurant website, information website. And I was kind of like clicking around the other day just on reviews and shit. Because I happened to get a really good review at our place.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, I want to see what reviews are about. Yeah. So if you have a 3% negative rating, it'll drive away 50% of your clientele.
Well, that one guy gave me the talk bad about my Fiesta Bowl. Just just killed me, 50% of them.
Maybe. And then I also read in that same article, it said reviews in general will affect, of any business, will affect 67% of a customer's purchasing decision.
I'm still old school. I still go by word of mouth. I go and talk to the bartender or whatever. I'm like, yeah. Where's a good place to eat? I'm still old school. I don't really believe. I mean, I do believe in reviews for what they are. But personally, myself, I ask around.
I 100% agree. I'm the same way. I plan a vacation. But everyone now, like most people, most families that go on vacations, most groups that go on vacations, it's all Google. It's all reviews.
Yep.
They don't know. They don't have the gall, or they just don't want to like go talk to the locals. It's just,
well, a lot of people don't know how to talk anymore.
And a lot of things just scheduled. Like everything's a schedule on vacation. I look at a lot of families that come up here, and they're like, at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, like they got a whole week on a lake resort, and it's like on 2 o'clock we have to be at this beach, and then 4 o'clock on Thursday we have to be at this golf course, and da 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 da. And it's like you can't. They don't miss a beat. Where I go on vacation, it's freestyle.
Yep.
I do my homework. I do look at my reviews. I do have a list of restaurants I'm going to go to this new city. Like, for example, San Francisco. If I go there on my time off, I'm going to have my list of 10 restaurants I'm going to hit. First thing I'm doing when I get there, though, I'm going to go hit a couple bars, and I'm going to talk to the local bartenders and say, what's your favorite spot?
Right.
Like, where do you go as a local?
Talk to the locals.
I went to New Orleans. I had this whole list of, like, 15 places, all the cool shit. And I was like, nerded out. I'm going to do this agenda. I'm going to hit all these restaurants. Shit. Day two, I was in this little boutique shop, like on Frenchman Street in New Orleans, little cool strip.
Yep.
It's like Bourbon Street, but where like the locals hang out. Good music, good bar vibe. Anyways, walk into this thing, and this lady's, I'm looking at just stuff, touristy. She was like, where are you going to eat? And I was like, here. She's like, get the fuck out of here. It was the number one rated restaurant in New Orleans. She's like, yeah, don't go there. And she was like, go to this place, Adolfo's. It's above this little bar. No sign. Best meal of my life. But if I hadn't talked to her, I wouldn't have known.
You don't know, yeah.
You know, I that's what you got to do.
There's so many hole in the walls, greasy spoons, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Even greasy spoons that are fine dining, kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Much better than the ones there.
But going in, yeah, reviews are what 98% of the world runs on. Yep. People like me and you, we want to talk to the locals, get the good spot. But reviews are important. Negative, positive, all good.
All right. I think we've done a good job on this one.
All right.
I got my frustration out.
Goddamn Fiesta Bowl.
I know. Cost me a review. Whoever gave me the Fiesta Bowl, you can at least, there's a brush right next to the toilet. You could have done a little brush job.
Clean your own toilet. Self-service.
Self-serve.
Self-serve Fiesta Bowl. Well,
that's too funny. All right.
Good
thanks.
Good talking to you, my friend.
We'll talk to you again. Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com, cookandbartender on Facebook, or cookbartender@Instagram. Thank you.